After a third straight day of severe thunderstorms, relief from the humidity and stormy weather will arrive and stick around through at least the first half of the weekend. High pressure will continue to build gradually into the northeast from the Great Lakes throughout the day. A weak disturbance rounding the base of the long wave trough in place over the eastern third of the country should pass far enough south of us to have little, if any, impact on our region aside from extra clouds to the south. Incoming high pressure will keep the skies mainly clear for most of us, with high temperatures in the upper 70s and low 80s, and a much more comfortable feel to the air as dew points fall back into the 50s. Skies will remain clear overnight, and the winds will tail off, leading to a cool and comfortable night around the region with lows in the 50s heading into Friday morning. The high will pass over the region on Friday with continued clear skies and pleasant weather, with dew points holding in the 50s and high temperatures in the upper 70s to mid 80s. It does not look like we'll continue our streak of completely rain-free weekends for a seventh week in a row, while Saturday looks like another gorgeous sunny summer day with highs in the upper 70s to mid 80s. The threat of showers and thunderstorms returns Sunday afternoon, putting an end to our streak of rain-free weekends. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms along the South Dakota and Nebraska border. Scattered severe thunderstorms are expected to develop during the late afternoon across that region. Large hail and damaging winds will be the primary threats. Low-level warm air advection will likely prove partly responsible for a north-south band of elevated convection across the central plains early in the day. This activity could produce marginally severe hail, but heavy rain is the most likely threat. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a low Wednesday morning of 29 degrees at Chemulda, Oregon, to a high Wednesday afternoon of 119 degrees at Death Valley, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, it'll be mostly sunny with a high in the mid-80s and a light northerly breeze. In Boston, mostly sunny with a high near 80. Northwest wind, 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming east in the afternoon. And in Buffalo, sunny with a high in the low 70s and a light northeasterly wind. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 82 degrees with a record of 100 set in 1936. Normal minimum temperature is 61 degrees with a record of 47 set in 1963. Sunrise and sunset data for today. Sunrise at 5:26 a.m. and sunset comes at 8:34 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Mostly sunny today with highs near 80, north winds becoming east in the afternoon. And for tonight, mostly clear and comfortable, temperatures down into the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, patchy fog this morning, then mostly sunny with highs in the lower 80s and a north wind around 5 miles an hour. And for tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s, north winds continue around 5 miles an hour. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s, northwest wind around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear and cool, lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly sunny today, highs in the lower 80s, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing, lows in the mid-50s, northwest wind continues around 5 miles an hour. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly sunny with highs in the low 80s, a northwest wind around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 50s, north winds about 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Your extended forecast region-wide for Friday, mostly sunny, a beautiful day, highs in the low to mid-80s. For Saturday, another great one, mostly sunny, highs in the low to mid-80s. Sunday, the threat of showers and thunderstorms returns for the afternoon, temperatures in the upper 70s to low 80s. Monday, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, temperatures in the low 80s. And Tuesday, partly sunny, a chance of scattered showers and storms, temperatures near 80 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.